new CBS Sunday.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
When something is lost,
everyone's looking for something.
He finds it.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker. New Sunday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
On May 23rd.
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil Returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd. Only on Paramount Plus.
Welcome into a new edition of the Cards Cast, and it's another commitment episode of the Cards Cast. I'm Cardinal Authority senior writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling and University of Louisville football head coach Jeff Brohm and his staff have added another to their 2024 classes. Three-star cornerback Ramon Mosby has announced for the Cardinals. And Jody, it's another one that the staff has targeted. And even though he wasn't amongst those that made the visit during June, he still was a priority for the staff. He had told us earlier how Louisville was number one on his list, and he's pulled it and said, hey, it's going to be the Cardinals.
Yeah, he pulled the trigger and picked Louisville. He had cut it down to 9 schools. Really, in the end, it was kind of Louisville and North Carolina. West Virginia showing some interest in there, as well as some other schools. But those were the main schools. And he's a guy that Louisville kind of tag-teamed a little bit. As far as the recruiting effort is concerned, it's Chris Barclay's area, his primary school, to get the thing started. And then Steve Ellis came in and really kind of helped wrap things up. So those two guys, one from each side of the ball, kind of tag teaming and getting this, helping get this commitment from Mosby, who goes to Atlanta Westlake, but is a native of Louisiana. So a little different there. Played his sophomore year at one of the best schools in Louisiana, the John Arendt School there in Louisiana. And last year was his first year in Georgia. Had a really good year at Westlake and kind of bumped up the ratings. He's a super athletic guy that I think is going to probably get better and better and maybe see his ranking get better and better as we go along and he gets another year in the state of Georgia.
Yeah, currently ranked the number 76th corner in the country via the industry generated 247 Sports composite, number 104 overall in Georgia, and he becomes the second guy really in the secondary just in the last few weeks, to announce for Louisville, joining Jathan Hatch, who announced, I guess, a couple weeks ago on June 19th for the Louisville a safety, the 6'2" safety, and it's one where they're just kind of filling the needs that they need to. Again, a number 76 by the 247 Sports Composite. He's got a rating of 8.656, and it won't take much to creep up a little bit higher when you get into that, where you start flirting with a four-star. So he's going to be another one of those that we're going to track throughout the season to see, hey, let's see how he does and see what impact that will have on his final rating. But looks like another great addition for the football program.
Yeah. And he made some – he didn't make a visit to Louisville. He did make an official visit to Georgia Tech. He had been on campus as well to Mississippi State earlier in the spring. And then I think he made a visit to North Carolina. At one point when I talked to him back in April, the schools he mentioned were Louisville, Purdue, Mississippi State, North Carolina, Cincinnati, Duke, Kentucky, and South Carolina. So those were kind of the schools that really in the mix for him. A little bit of a wide range of schools, but I like I love this pickup because, again, as you mentioned it, Michael, this is a guy that the staff has targeted. This is a guy that they really went after, and heck, this is a guy that did it without even making a visit to campus. So Ramon Mosby in the fold for Louisville.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream seven national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
We do have some other commitments this week going to be announced. And if Louisville can jump on board with one, two, or maybe three more this week, then the class is going to look a whole lot better. Xavier Porter from Tampa, the kid from Tampa, is defensive edge and defensive line, is going to announce on Saturday, along with Maurice Davis. I feel really confident about Porter. Davis is kind of Louisville and Ole Miss. He's been kind of back and forth on that. And then Cole McConthy this week, the edge, who he's the guy that I really want for Louisville, and I'm feeling better and better about that all the time.
Yeah, so you know, it's been a couple of quiet weeks lately, but certainly things seem to be picking up. You know, how fitting that it's, you know, the week where we celebrate independence and you got fireworks shooting off everywhere, that Louisville may be, you know, shooting off some of their own fireworks on the recruiting trail this week with some celebrations. So, but Ramon Mosby, now officially a member in the 2024 class for the Cardinals.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.